Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time for people to admit that they were wrong about the NBA Finals. It is. If I see one more, now you don't know this, Jake. I abhor, I hate, I loathe the NBA Finals discourse because it is the most simplistic conversation. And if anybody knows anything about, you know, massive network TV rankings, especially in the era of streaming, there really is nothing simple about this. So ascribing it to must not be a good NBA Finals is just, it's dumb. It's dumb, it's reductive, and it's not true. So I'm so glad that we got the Game 6 last night, because JP and I had an argument that basically he was like, I'm going to watch it, but it's a nothing burger. And I'm like, it's the old, like, Indiana was the better team for the first three games, even though they only took 2 of 3. OKC has bounced back and been the best two teams. Like, We have narratives here. Like, things have happened in the series. The push and pull of the series has been really good. And I think his thing was he just didn't see Halliburton bouncing back. And so it happened. And so, like, it was interesting to see people, to see national people still cling to ratings this morning talking about this series. And it's like, at some point, you have to get rid of your whoopee. At some point, you have to put the teddy bear down, your emotional support teddy bear down. Open up your damn eyes and say, all right, it's a small market NBA Finals, especially with how last night, I mean, that was a blowout, but it was an incredibly watchable blowout because the Thunder were never really out and neither are the Pacers. That was an incredible game, and we're set up for an incredible Game 7 here.
Yeah, so I never understood the ratings conversation while it's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to talk ratings after it happening, like, especially if you're an NBA-centric show, well, the NBA Finals just ended. We're about to get to the offseason right now. We're getting into, like, a pretty much draft, post-draft almost immediately. But, okay, let's have the rating conversations for 3 or 4 days after. How does this stack up? It's still, I don't like the conversation period. I think it's dumb. Like, yeah. Like you said, there's so many different ways. So impossible to calculate that number at this point. But I don't know. Like, at what point do you turn it to the actual games that were, like, because all of the conversation today is, yeah, sure, there's some about the actual game, but then it's all, yeah, here's the ratings. Why is it not, we're heading to Game 7 of an NBA Finals, and you've been watching a good Finals period, and it just completely spun and flipped on its head, because I don't know where everyone got the idea that Tyrese Halliburton was going to be a nothing burger. Like, he wasn't great in Game 5, obviously, dealing with the injury.
He was awful. Admittedly, he was awful.
He was terrible, but, like, he was still playing. You give him another 2 days rest. Ice it. I'm sure, you know, they got something to make that feel a little bit better so you don't feel the calf much more. Donovan's played on a calf strain for 2 years straight. Demerol. And he's dropping 40. Yeah.
We call it Demerol. But to what you're saying here.
Not familiar with that.
You're young. You're young. A weekend in Cabo will straighten you out there, youth. But even that, like, we have narratives. Like, so much of what makes the NBA Finals great are the games great? Do you have some sort of seesaw action? And are there, like, narrative, like, baked-in narratives that happen as the series progresses? And, like, guys, I watched every second of last night's game, which was more than I watched in Game 5, and all of it was Tyrese Halliburton's injury. And that was, I mean, you know, if we talk about the ratings at any point today, instead of Tyrese Halliburton had it's not a flu game if you don't win the finals in the end. That is the ultimate put them on the table, come back, get the game six win, and then steal game seven. We're talking about myth making in real time. And I get it that Tyrese Halliburton, even in SGA, you watch him play, he plays like a superstar. Tyrese plays like Scottie Pippen. He plays like a guy that he involves everybody. He is a great shooter. He's a great scorer. But when you watch him, you're not like, I'm watching some threat to, you know, MJ or LeBron's crown. But then you watch the guy and you're like, all-time gutsy performance. This is a team that really looked dead in the water just in the way the series spun the two previous games. And the Pacers punched back. So we that's at least one narrative here. And also, I think you're fighting for, if the Thunder win this year, there's the narrative becomes, we have the team of the next 5 years. That will not be said if it's the Pacers. So it is a way, there's even a David versus Goliath here, even in a small market setting, where, yeah, with Indiana, yeah, nobody's going to think they're going to win again next year. No one's going to be like, we got to build to beat Indiana next year if Indiana wins. But they can stop us from having that conversation, the same one people had after Boston won last year.
I think
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If I'm not mistaken, I think this will be the NBA Finals. If you take the pre-finals odds, it'll be the biggest upset in NBA history, according to Vegas. Just from the finals alone, the Thunder were incredibly favored going into the beginning of this series. And it's to the point where usually you see finals odds out in Vegas. It's plus 150 to win the NBA Finals. They usually view them pretty equivalently, or the team that's just so heavily favored ends up going and winning.
Yeah.
We're talking about one of the biggest finals upsets of all time. And Indiana has not necessarily played like the underdog. I thought the first three games of this series, they really controlled the pace of the game. They really looked like the team that was in full control. And again, last night, obviously with the dominant win, they looked like they were in full control again. You don't usually see the underdog that heavily ever actually control the pace. It's usually, wow, that team's not missing a shot, or that team just absolutely gutsy on defense and a few things fell their way. They look like they're in control of the game more often than not in this series.
And it's so important because it's not just this series. Indiana will have been an underdog in every series. If they win a championship, this is an all-time run. This is an all-time, you can put this up against the 2016 Cavs coming back down from a 3-1, even though the Cavs were a favorite in every series but the finals in that year, an overwhelming favorite and blew through the East. This is the team that every series went in, people said they're not going to win, even if it's close, and they dusted the Cavs, right? They haven't dusted the Thunder, but the Thunder are the it team. And it's just so interesting to watch this thing play out. Guys, if you would have told me after game three of the Cavs-Pacers series, hey, at the end of this series, you're still going to be salty, but you're going to root for them in the next series. And then if they're in the NBA Finals against the Thunder, a team that's done things the right way, the thing the NBA wants to reward, you're gonna root for them again, and you're gonna come around to feeling like some sort of pull for Indiana. I don't know. I could have believed you, and this is where we are because this is biblical what they're doing.
So are you in a spot right now where you're rooting for Indiana? Then like
yes,
yeah. I don't know that I've gotten there,
and I need. Why not?
I don't know. I like the way the Thunder played. I like the way the Thunder played all year. Like they were my team to come out of the West, as for many people they were. I just thought, nobody loves dynasties when it's not your own team, but they're so young and it feels like they did it in such a unique way that we haven't seen other teams do it.
Are you one of those dynasty hugging bastards?
What do you mean?
Do you miss the dynasty era? No. Is that what do you mean?
I just said I don't like dynasties. Yeah. I just said that.
This is like people who say I want freedom, but secretly they want to be controlled. Like,
is that what that is?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I love Land of the Free and all, but if this was a dictatorship, I'd enjoy it so much more as long as it's not my dictatorship. I'm sorry. I'm swinging easy here. I'm swinging free. Give me the Pacers, because I also don't think the Pacers are going to win again next year. And I think this trend continues to make the NBA interesting.
I guess part of it is a storyline going into next year, too. Like, if the Thunder are winning and then you end up with a Thunder-Cavs final, which we're all sitting here crossing our fingers hoping would be the actual case, or the Cavs-somebody finals, I think you have the opportunity to go in as the underdog and basically do what the Pacers are doing right now and basically act as David versus Goliath.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, what's your handle again?
At Volnick Jake.
You really went out there. I'm proud of you. You really went out there.
Well,
you
the
just
other,
flipped, yeah, flipped it and reversed it.
It was different before.
I think Nicki Minaj has a song about that. But social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Want to hear from you guys today. We're having a fun F off Friday. We've got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Justin Latta of Locked On Guardians at 6 o'clock tonight. At 3 p.m., we do have Tony Gwynn Jr. So a few Guardians guests today, our baseball guests today. Plenty of reaction to the latest word out of Browns camp, including all the nonsense legally. And we start here, though, with the NBA Finals. Have you come back around on the Pacers, right? Are you rooting for the Pacers here in Game 7? And one man's misfortune might be the Cavs' chance to win big. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.